Welcome back here. We're at the Ubley High School. Myself, Susan Schrader, with Grant Piccola, the former Ubley standout basketball player. We've got 50 seconds left here in the varsity girls game, where the Harbor Beach Pirates are handing them 50-31 with 50 seconds to go, and they should pull off the victory here tonight. You know, Ubley, we were just talking, scored 31 points, and that's pretty good for them.
Yeah, they're definitely improving as the year goes on. Unfortunately, their record isn't really showing for it, but coming to these games, you can tell they're improving.
We were here the other night when we did the North Huron game, and they had a girls' game before that, and they gave Port Hope Blue Stars all they could handle. They lost 34-33, and they lost it in the last 3 seconds, and actually it was kind of a call against them. The officials, Ubley called the timeout at midcourt, but the officials, when they came out back from the timeout, had Ubley take the ball out underneath, so they lost half of the court, and didn't have much of a shot there with, 3 seconds to go to make a two-pointer or a three-pointer for the win. So, but the Ubley girls are looking much better. They hung in the game here tonight. The final score is going to be 50-31, the Harbor Beach Pirates, with 46 seconds to go, and I'm going to pretty much say that's the game here. But everybody's getting ready, tuning in for the big hot matchup, the Ubley Bearcats 5-1 versus the Harbor Beach Pirates 4-0. And we all know that this game, Grant, could be a high-scoring, wild-power game, or it could be a defensive struggle. But I'm willing to put my money that it's going to be a high-scoring game. What do you think?
I think it's going to be kind of in between. I know Harbor Beach has the scores, but I think what Ubley has this year is a strong defense.
So you got any secrets that you can tell us tonight that your dad came up with? Any secret plans, plays that he might have, or we're just going to have to sit back and wait and see what they come out with?
They were practicing an alley-oop play 2 days ago at practice, and they threw one on a fast break against Cass City, but We reviewed the tape, and Marshall actually got shoved in the back on it, so should have called a foul, but he missed.
Well, that would be nice to see. It's been a while since we've seen some dunks here. I know last year we saw some out of Kabatsky once in a while, but we used to see him quite regularly from one of the other Leiprent brothers, Taylor Leiprent.
Tyler.
Tyler Leiprent. Yeah, he laid a few down here. That used to get the crowd going. So it's going to be a final score, 52-33. The Bearcats managed to squeeze one more in there, but the Harbor Beach Pirates, Lady Pirates take the win over the Bearcats, and they move on to be, Harbor Beach will be 5-3 overall and 2-1 in the Greater Thumb East Conference, and they move on to continue their quest to try to upset Sandusky or, of course, Marlette and Brown City, the big three down there. But we'll see what they do, and good luck to both teams as they move on. But we're here for the real game tonight, and that's going to be the Ubley Bearcats versus the Harbor Beach Pirates. And Harbor Beach comes in. Their last game was about 2 weeks ago. They had a scrimmage in there. They've beaten the likes of USA, North Huron, Cass City, and I can't remember who their other win was, over Baddox, 62-45. Ubley comes in 5-1. They defeated Reese 58-49, USA 63-51, Lakers 60-47. Their loss came at Bay City All Saints 54-58. They beat North Huron last week on Friday night here, or Thursday night, 74-24. And then, of course, they pulled off a win in a defensive struggle against Cass City on Wednesday night, 45-39. And one of the things that Coach Piccola told me before the game was that what really concerned him was the way the Ubley boys came out against that 2-3 zone.
Yeah, we really struggled shooting all the guards. Even Glaza, I know he went 4-for-8, which sounds pretty good, but when he started out 0-for-3, everyone was looking at him like this was one of his worst nights. And really, Cass City's 2-3 zone kind of just stopped us.
So I'm wondering if maybe Coach Rubel was here the other night for the North Huron game. I don't know where he was for the Cass City game. I know that they did not have a game. You think maybe he might come out with something like man-to-man for a little bit, and then if we score 2-3, you think that might throw a little monkey wrench into the Ubley offense?
It wouldn't hurt. I know they're known for their man-to-man, but really, if they were scouting last night, against Cass City, they would see 2-3 zone works pretty good against us.
You know, that's what I was talking to Coach Rubel about in the pregame, was that fact. I realized that the 2-3 zone hurt the Bearcats. I said, did you think maybe of playing any zone or going back and forth and changing that tempo? I said, because as a coach, one of the things I used to like to do is if we made the basket, we played man-to-man. If we missed the basket, we came back into a zone. that allowed. And a lot of times that takes a team out of their rhythm, because you know as a player that you're coming down in your mindset, you practiced all week long for a team to be playing zone or man-to-man, and then all of a sudden you got to go back and start to remember what your zone plays are or what your man-to-man one, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it's usually not that hard for a point guard to come down and pick it up, but when your teammates are running down the floor, they don't always see that the defense is setting up for a zone, especially if they're trying to run the baseline or get open. So it's just one extra thing. You got to get your whole team on the same track if you're going to run a zone play or a man-to-man play.
I don't know if that's what they would do, but if I was Ron Rubel, that would be one of the things I would do, seeing how Ubley played. Now, looking at the Harbor Beach weaknesses, you know, it's tough. I can't see a lot of weaknesses right now in the Harbor Beach team. I have not seen them play. I have seen Ubley play, so I know a little bit more about them right now. But Harbor Beach is a very tough defensive-minded team, and from what I've read about them and what the Tribune reports on them is, there's no real weak spots there right now, not like we thought they'd have.
Well, I truly don't know much about them either, but from what it looks like, we may have a slight edge on height, and if we exploit that, I hope so. If not, you know, that might not be a factor.
The reason this is such a big game, not only because it's going to decide who is going to maybe control the league, it'd be nice to start out with the first league win and have that advantage. And, of course, all coaches believe that you should protect your home floor.
Yep.
So Ubley, you know, really wants to get the win here on their home floor. As Harbor Beach, when they travel over there, it's always hard to pick up a win on your opponent's floor when it's a big rival, because everybody gets up for it. Like tonight, we got a full house, literally full house. We got the pep band here. We got girls players here. We got the JV boys teams here yet. We got coaches from couple of colleges here tonight doing some recruiting that are trying to look at some of these players. You know, grandparents are here, a lot of people are here, and that makes a lot of pressure. What's it like as the player, Grant, getting up for a game like this, knowing that your whole family's here tonight and they're not always here? You got kids home from college because they're still on break. Your old friends are here. What's that like? What kind of pressure is that?
Well, it's a little nerve-wracking, but overall it's more just fun, because it's not every game that you get a full house like this. So like, of all my career, the packed house, those are the games that you love. Even if you go down at the last minute, it doesn't matter. As long as it's close and the crowd's going wild, you know,
that's what
it's all about.
You were one of those players that fed off the crowd, I think. I think the bigger the crowd and the more rivalry of the game, the better that you played. I mean, I think you stepped up to that challenge and you really liked that. And do we have any of those players like that on the Ubley varsity right now?
Well, so far it's kind of hard to tell because this is their first test, but I think guys like Tyler Peruski and Marshall Leiprant, they would feed off the crowd well.
I know Marshall played last year on the varsity. He had a little bit of limited playing time. He didn't start, but he did get in there quite a few games. The big guy that's been back and has got the most experience on the varsity is Eric Boom. Eric Boom stepped up on the football field as a leader, but can he step up on the court as a leader? And I think that's what he needs to do, is he needs to step up and be the leader. And not just in play, but in vocal style. He needs to be the one that says, come on, guys, we need to do this or that. Do you see that in Eric Booms right now so far in the season?
Honestly, I think that's one of the things he could improve on, because as far as role players go, he's been solid at the wingman for the past 2 years. And he's still solid, but, you know, this is his year. He should step up. He should be the leader.
And now you look at that same side on the Harbor Beach side. You got Scott Gurkovich that's coming in here, and Sean Sorensen that's coming in, and Dustin Mazur. These guys played last year when they made their run through the regionals into the regional championship game, and Gurkovich stepped up a couple games and helped them pull out some win. Sorensen stepped in a couple times, but I really think Scott Gurkovich is the man that needs to lead the team here this year, and I think he has been so far.